dare to create magnificent confusion. You are surrounded by secret symbols, networks of boxes, and above all, imagined structures. It is of some note that indigo in Roy G. Biv, The Colors of the Rainbow, was added because Newton was unhappy with just six colors. Number 7 holds a mystical meaning. He was really into that stuff. And there are 7 days, and in his time there were 7 planets and 7 notes in the Western major scale, so he plopped indigo in there. In fact, he observed only 5 colors. He already added orange before he invented indigo. When you are browsing the internet, you can see that a forward slash is a kind of a divider. But there's also a question mark, a hash or a pound sign, and key value pairs with an equal sign in between. The question mark and the hash mark are actually pretty much the opposites. The question mark marks the beginning of data that is meant to be sent to the server, but what follows the hash sign stays in your browser window. It is a very tiny language. There's a colon that was once used for usernames and passwords, the @ sign in an email address, yeah, that divides the username from the server name. And of course, the dot before the .com, which divides a domain name from a top-level domain. All addresses are supposed to end with a dot, but it has been made optional. The dots still work though. Now in the age of HTTPS, causing really interesting errors, and sometimes even crippling ads on websites. The networks of boxes is what gets me. I always liked the idea of visual programming, which puts programming code into tiny little boxes. Boxes are then connected by lines, which mark that the output of one box becomes the input of the next. What is special about this is that a box can represent a hugely complex thing. In a program called Chainer, just 2 boxes, upscaler and model, can use AI to inject detail into your art, if you have the computer for it. In Node-RED, 3 boxes is all it takes to create a dynamic web page. Can you imagine that? The box HTTP-IN asks for what path it should listen on. For example, localhost/hello, where hello is the path name. Here, you connect it to a template, where you can enter just standard text, hello world, which you can then connect to HTTP response, terminating the flow and just responding to the browser. So now, when you go to localhost/hello, or if you have a server out there on the internet, somethingsomething.com/hello, HTTP-IN will match that hello, trigger the template, which will then deliver data into the HTTP response, which in your browser will print text on your screen. You can also do that question mark trick here and say localhost/hello question mark. That means we are about to send some extra data to the server. And then name equals Alice. As a result, a variable named name with the value Alice becomes available inside your template node as payload.name. Now, by changing your template to hello payload.name, the web page will now say, "Hello, Alice," and you are writing web server code. Getting over the discomfort of getting Node-RED all set up and figured out is well worth it, especially now in the age of language models that help you with programming. Here you can talk to them about writing a function that does something you need, and the JavaScript function node in Node-RED is probably the prettiest invitation to learning JavaScript. It's really cute, and you already get a return statement, so you know where everything goes from just double-clicking on the node. Very cool. A lot of programmers don't like graphic user interfaces because they don't translate well when you work with keyboards. You need to click on things. So they prefer to imagine lines between their program parts. Who needs graphics when you have imagination? Seriously, this is like really true. A very pretty example of that is Gimmick, spelled G-M-I-C. It's basically the filter part of a proper large graphics editing program, and it comes with a ton of good filters. While it does have a GUI, there are plugins for it for Krita and GIMP, on the command line, you actually have to visualize graphic layers. Layers are a stack of images that graphic designers usually sort their graphic designs in when they are working in a project. It's basically a stack of images that, when all merged together, creates that final artwork. Artists often keep backgrounds, characters, faces, eyes, text, and even color variations on separate layers, where they can turn them on or off as needed. In Gimmick, you can't see that. You have to imagine it and remember what layers everything is at. You have to remember that you put the text on the second layer and the background is still sitting on layer 0 and the operation you are performing is on the previous layer, so you have to reference it as -1. In FFmpeg, where the first F may just be the F word, though no one is yet quite sure, and the second F stands for fast, you actually build graphs called filter graphs out of text. To paraphrase the documentation, audio-video filters in a chain are separated by commas. So a filter would be like black and white or bass. Chains, which are groups of filters that are applied to some stream, are separated by a semicolon. And if an input or output is not specified, it is assumed to come from the preceding or sent to the following item in the chain. So if you have two chains that have no labels, one following the other, it just means that the first is sending the data to the second. By specifying inputs and outputs, you can snap them together like Lego, A to B, B to C, C to A, or X, and then just build an entire network and route all the audio and video data through various filters. In the video version of this audio, I actually use a graph to loop the title image as a video frame. All of this has to be kept in your working memory and on a piece of paper if you want to remember it later. This sounds confusing to everyone. It takes a lot of hours to actually warm up to the strange syntax and to get it going, then understand it enough and start using it. It's like reading your own code after a couple of years. Though you wrote the program, you don't quite remember all the magic you put into it, and you need to ease yourself into it slowly. No matter where you go, where you look, from a magazine cover to a web page, we are surrounded by these strange and confusing symbols. And let me tell you something. They are most magical when you are just starting programming. There's a million new paths to a gazillion of new adventures, especially if you use a program like the open source Node Red, which allows you to just invent and then ask a language model or AI for help, where you will have programming and Node-RED figured out in no time. While learning programming is like learning how to use a new tool, you immediately gain the ability to invent even more new tools. Very cool. Finally, here I dare you to install Node-RED and view it as your first step into programming. You have a whole summer ahead of you, or winter, depending which hemisphere you are on. And just imagine that next year, you'll know how to program. All it takes is a sturdy program that gets you going, like Node-RED, and an inviting code box where you can enter whatever the language model prints out in the response to your request. Programming really is simple. It is just that until the availability of language model AI, all we had was pre-written books. It was non-interactive. Now you can request the codes you need and just see how simple it all is, how it all repeats, how it always flows the same, and pick up on programming in just days.